Hello and welcome to the National Trust Surrey Hills podcast. I'm Jo Dyson. Today I'm visiting a well-known landmark in the southeast of England, which has been famed for hundreds of years as a beauty spot. Mentioned in Jane Austen's book Emma, home to a Napoleonic fort and host to the 2012 Olympic road cycle races. It now welcomes visitors who want to walk, enjoy the views and cycle. But it's also home to some incredible wildlife, and I can't wait to start exploring. I'm really excited to be at Box Hill in Surrey today. It's an amazing site in the Surrey Hills National Landscape. The views here are spectacular, and on a clear day you can see all the way to the South Downs some 40 miles away. Now I'm waiting at Solomon's Memorial. It's a large ornamental stone structure overlooking the River Mole and Dorking towards the south. It really is an amazing view. I can see cattle grazing below, a train line and smoke curving from the chimneys. It's a view that probably hasn't changed much in 100 years. I've been invited here to meet with Mary Westall, lead ranger for Box Hill. And as I'm waiting, I can see people out walking their dogs, some people with walking poles down there, and a few cyclists cruising past on the road above. There is certainly lots going on here. Hi Mary, thanks for meeting me here today.
Hi Jo, how are you doing?
Well, I am loving this. I mean, look at the view. It's just the most beautiful place to wait and take it all in. What am I looking out towards there?
So on a clear day like this, you can see all the way down to the South Downs, sometimes even the wind turbines in the sea.
Oh, down near Brighton?
Near Worthing, yeah, that way. And you can also see over to Leith Hill Tower, which is also another National Trust spot.
And I mean, obviously it's quite chilly today, isn't it? But there's just one group on the sort of, you know, the hillside in front of us. But what is that like on a sunny day?
In summer, it is absolutely heaving up here. I think it's such a beautiful place to come. It's really accessible with the car parks, and it's family friendly as well with the dogs and kids. So I think it's just such a nice meeting spot for people to kind of come from all over the place. It's accessible from London because of the train lines and the bus stop. So on a summer day, absolutely heaving. There's picnickers everywhere. Sun shining. You got people out with kind of deck chairs and wind protected tents and all sorts, and dogs playing everywhere. It's lovely. It's really gorgeous.
I mean, we can just see for miles as well, can't we? I mean, just to think that you could get a short train journey out here.
Yeah.
And then you can be looking over such a huge green expanse of countryside.
It is a bit of a refuge for people living in, say, London or closer to the city where there isn't as much green space for them, because it is so easy to get out here. And then even if you don't own a car, just getting the bus straight up is easy enough as well. So I think it's a really important place for people and countryside and all the fantastic species we've got here. And I think a lot of the time that gets overlooked because people don't know what they're coming to visit. They just know they feel nice here. It's a nice place to relax and kind of come together.
And then when we arranged to meet, you said to meet you at the memorial for Leopold Solomon. And so why do you have a memorial for this person?
So he's quite an important person when it comes to Box Hill and the ownership going to the trust. I think he thought Box Hill was such a special area that he wanted to keep it for the public. He wanted the access to be left, and he also wanted so that it never got built upon or developed on, and to keep this special site special. And he's done that by giving it to the trust. We are able to protect the sacred spaces that we have here and the lovely, amazing flora and fauna that we have as well. Keep it open for people.
So we have Leopold Solomon to thank for that gift, and then now you and your ranger team and volunteers for looking after it for us all to enjoy.
All right, so before we go on our walk, maybe we should go get a coffee and then pop down to the Stepping Stones.
Yes, love to.
Thank you.
Now we've just got down to the river here, and there's a guy fishing. It's a very peaceful spot, isn't it?
It's gorgeous down here. You can see why it's such a popular site.
Yeah, you really can. Mm. And there's a beautiful wooden bridge going over the river. And if we go over there, would that be the walk up to Box Hill?
Yep, you'd follow it up, and then there's 200 odd steps going all the way up to the top.
It's so lovely watching the water flow past us. Quite fast flowing, actually. It's quite full. And what sort of wildlife do you get down here, Mary?
I think my favourite down here is kingfishers.
You've seen kingfishers here?
Yeah, it's a perfect place for them. I mean, they're hard to see. You need to be quiet. You need to have not many people around. The dog's not barking. And if you just sit peacefully for, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes, you might get lucky and see a bright blue flash go by. Oh, but they're gorgeous. I think down here, I've seen 3 kingfishers before. They're quite shy, so you're not always going to see them, but they are such beautiful creatures when they do show themselves. I've seen one catching a fish before down here, and that was an amazing moment. And then we've also had some firecrests down here. Last year, one of the ladies that helped a lot with Box Hill, very keen birder, heard firecrests on a couple of different occasions down by the woodland. So that was really exciting. So they've got a really bright orange, almost like a hat.
orange hat?
Yeah, basically. And that's probably a good way to identify them.
Yeah, because right now we're walking along the bank of the River Mole, and it's flowing past us. And on one side we've got what's that building over there to the left?
It's a privately owned
building. But then on the right, it's a huge bank of trees. I suppose that is the beginning of Box Hill, is it?
Yeah. So what we're walking past, all this on the right side of us now, is called the Whites. So it's a chalk cliff, basically. And over the time, it has been coated in trees like yew trees, box trees, beech. And
I didn't realise.
So it's called Box Hill because, well, when it was recorded anyways, we had 40% of the UK's wild box on only here.
40% of the UK's?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that and the yew-dominated woodland that we've got is part of the reason why Box Hill is an SAC, which is a special area of conservation.
So Mary, when we're looking up at this steep escarpment to the side of us, and as we were saying, you know, it's very bright green with all the yew and box, but what are the sort of grey spiky trees sticking out the top?
So most of the top of the dead trees you can see are ash trees. This is because of a disease called ash dieback, which unfortunately has affected most of the ash in the country. It's something that we have to manage more for public safety. We can't access this bit, so we can't do that. And also there's no footpaths up there. So it's actually quite nice almost that it gets left alone, because standing deadwood is really good for biodiversity and things like birds and bugs. So yeah, it all gets left alone up there. But it is such a shame looking up and seeing kind of the contrast and the effect that the ash dieback disease has really had across the landscape.
Yeah, it looks quite stark, doesn't it, there, sticking out against the green.
It's hard as well in the summer when you look up and every other tree is in leaf, and it's all you can see is the dead ash. It's really, such a contrast, as you said.
Yeah. And how, so in the areas or the landscapes where people mm. can access, how are you managing ash dieback?
So ash, the way we manage it is based on usage. So say a path is a really busy path, like the play trail, for instance, that will get surveyed either once every 2 years or if it's a really high place every year. We don't want to cut down every ash tree. That's it's the opposite of what we want to do. So we survey it to see how problematic the tree is and whether it's likely to fall down or not, and if it could impose a health risk on anyone. If it is, then it gets handled in the winter by a tree surgeon. If it isn't, then we'll leave it. So say if it's got more than 50% of its leaf cover when we go to look at it in June, then it could have dieback, it might not, so we leave it until we are certain because we don't want to just cut down every tree.
So we're at the Stepping Stones footbridge now, which says it was erected in June 1992. So this allows people to cross over the River Mole and mm-hmm. access Box Hill.
Yeah, it's the easier and safer way of getting yeah. over rather than the Stepping Stones, but not as fun.
Yeah, exactly. I've done the Stepping Stones before. That was fun. Leaping over. And then what got you into working for the National Trust and being a ranger?
I initially started with the visitor experience team, kind of with an angle. I knew I wanted to become a ranger.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah. But I absolutely love botany. It's my main passion, and chalk grassland is a perfect place to work because we've got so many cool species and really rare stuff up here, and you're constantly learning. There's always more to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's amazing to work somewhere with so much diversity. I think it's my favorite land type.
And so of all the botanical things that you've studied, what grows here at Box Hill?
One of the most amazing is the orchid species we get up here. And on top of that, because chalk grassland is low nutrient, it's a very special place where things like nettles and that don't grow as much. But the smaller species have the chance and the space to grow that don't need that nutrient instead. So orchids being one of those, we get a lot of common spotted and fragrant orchids. And if you're lucky, you might stumble across a bee orchid as well.
Oh, what does a bee orchid look like?
Looks like a bee.
I don't think you might say that.
Yeah, so it's over in Europe, there's a type of bee that it mimics, basically to fool a male bee into pollinating the flower. It's interesting that they're then spread over here because we don't have that type of bee in England. So our bees aren't as easily fooled, but they're still doing well out here. This is the box.
So this is a box tree, is it?
Yeah, so they are absolutely incredible trees. So it's very slow growing. And so this tree that we're looking at in front of us here is probably about maybe 5 inches in diameter, which would show it's quite an old tree for what it is, to be honest. I know you'd look at an oak tree and see a grand big one and know that is an old oak tree, but with box, even the smaller stuff, it's been there a long time. But it's been dying back because of the box moth. So during, I think they have 3 broods over a year, and they've now come onto the hill, which is absolutely devastating because they just strip each tree of the leaves. And there's not many natural predators, so it's a real job trying to protect our trees from the invasion.
And so what can you do, or what are you doing?
So this year we're going to start surveying the trees, seeing where we've got box over the hill, what the damage is done currently, if there's any any link between where a tree is situated or the climate it's in and the damage that has happened to it.
Yeah, so where are we now, Mary?
So we've just walked through Burford Meadow onto the road and then back into Burford Spur. So now we are at the bottom of the zigzag road, looking up on Burford Spur and the Nature Recovery Project that we implemented a couple of years back now.
And what's that project?
So what we've done on the Burford Spur during COVID, the social distancing and the sheer amount of visitors that we had meant that the path just got trampled and trampled further out. This ended up actually trampling some of the really rare species we have. This area was really well known for fragrant orchids at the time as well, and the last 2 years since 2022 we didn't have any coming up. So what we've done is we've roped off this section so that we're keeping the path a bit more contained.
Rather attractively, if I might say so as well. We've got, what are the tree posts made?
Yeah, chestnut posts.
Chestnut posts with a beautiful,
I think it was a hemp rope in the end that we used.
Yeah, it was ever so stylish. Yeah. Well, hemp rope wrapped around the top of each.
We've done it this way so that the cattle, when we have them on the hills, they're actually coming in next, can actually still get under the rope and graze the area, because we don't want it to be left ungrazed. Chalk grass must be grazed, and winter grazing's ideal so that they don't eat kind of the orchid rosettes coming out in spring. So the cattle can still get under, but it just gives that kind of gentle reminder to people to stay to the path, because otherwise it does mean that we end up losing habitats like this where rare species depend on it. We installed this 3 years ago. This is the third year now, and since the first year the average sward height of the grass inside has gone from, I think it was 1 centimeter to 30 centimeters, which is huge.
It's like 10 centimeters a year.
And then the species diversity has over doubled by this point as well. So each year a team of my volunteers and I come out, we survey the area for flowers and botany. There's also another gentleman that comes and surveys the like kind of whatever bugs we've got going on here and comparing it in other sites, and all the data we've got suggests that it's doing a fantastic job, to be honest. I'm really chuffed. I mean, last year I think the most exciting thing for me for this was seeing a bee orchid within the roped off area, because I've not seen anything to suggest that bee orchids grow in this specific area. I mean, I know a little bit further down the hill, but seeing one pop up in the area that we're protecting, just it really made my day.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. So if we come back and when might we be lucky enough to also see a bee orchid?
I'd say if you came back like in June, July time, you might get lucky and see a bee orchid.
But it shows the work of you and the volunteers is really paying off.
Definitely, yeah.
And it's a really subtle way, isn't it? The rope and the, did you say sweet chestnut?
Yeah, the chestnut post.
The chestnut post really blends into the landscape, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And like you were saying, you know, it's sort of a metre high so the cattle can get under the rope.
They just keep munching. They have no idea what they've done. Their head's down, they're just going, and they end up in there.
And creating a wonderful habitat.
Yeah. I mean, they're brilliant. So another nice part about the Nature Recovery Project here is not just the work we've put in, but also the work of the visitors, respecting the space we've put up, interested in the interpretation boards we've got, and honestly trying to spot what we're trying to save here. It's just really nice to have that involvement with the visitors, and yeah, I thank them for keeping to the path.
So we're back at the Leopold Solomons Memorial, where we started a few hours ago. Yeah, it's been really great. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for showing me around Box Hill. And now I know why it is called Box Hill. Yeah. So good luck with protecting the box from the moth. And you must let me know when I need to come back to see the bee orchid and the butterflies.
I will. Thank you. It's been lovely having you, Jo. But yeah, I'll drop you a message when the butterflies are out and I'll get you back.
Yeah, give me a call. Okay, thanks ever so much.
Cheers.
Bye. What an amazing place this is. We've been from the top of the hill all the way to the bottom and back up again. I've seen an awe-inspiring landscape where people have come to walk and play or just relax for hundreds of years. And I've learned about the wonderful plants and animals that live here, side by side with visitors. Thank you for listening to this episode of the National Trust Surrey Hills podcast. To find out more, visit nationaltrust.org.uk/Surrey Hills.